Thanksgiving Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, the best of O'Mara. Here's Rob.
Ha ha ha! I want to say thank you to Dude Walker because he squeezed us in right between his annual viewing of the parade and the dog show. Thank you for making us a priority, dude, and welcome to the best of the Mike O'Mara Show. And hey, happy Thanksgiving. This is the day that it's all about. Big Thursday, best of Mike O'Mara for you today, and it's a good one. You're going to hear a lot of great stuff sprinkled in, surprises, and here's that word, whatnot, that have to do with the Thanksgiving holiday. Also, we will have some classic, old school TMOS stuff, including Internet Radio Tommy, a great encounter at a hotel that Mike had, a classic audio vault. Jimmy Cerrito comes by, but we got to start with one of the all-time greatest Thanksgiving bits. This actually was a topic of discussion on Facebook this week. Yes, this comes from a few years ago. And of course, every Thanksgiving, we like to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And this is the year that Mike called as Bruce Springsteen. Just remember, he has a solid gold roasting pan. Check it out. This poor woman at Butterball, Mike really has a blast. We all do. And you will now as you listen to the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Most years, for a very long time, I have usually used a silly little voice.
Yes.
And called the Butterball Turkey Hotline to discuss my turkey. And the goal is usually to see how long I can keep them on the line. Now, right before the show started, I asked the boys here, I said, dealer's choice, what kind of voice would you like? And Oscar mentioned, well, you were doing something, working on something the other day, and he mentioned it was Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I was working on my Bruce Springsteen.
Who is really a rougher version of Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett!
If you want to be Bruce Springsteen,
all you do is roughen it up like that.
Yeah.
Great to be around you. Yes, sir.
If Tony Bennett had abused his instrument, it would be this.
Yeah, you might know me. I'm a bit of a famous rocker, lady. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
So right now, Bruce Springsteen is going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah!
That's my favorite.
made my day.
Yes.
That's Hungry Heart.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly.
Yeah.
Slightly off mic.
Butterball.
Oh, here we go.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
Good morning, Butterball Turkey Talk line. How may I help you today?
I think I've got a lot of questions that I'm going to need answered because...
I got a lot of answers.
Thank you, lady. This is the first time I've prepared a meal of Thanksgiving dinner for my friends and family. I got my whole crew mm-hmm. coming over, and I just don't have a
Wonderful.
Clue. I don't know where to begin. Oh!
Okay. Well, I can't help you with the whole meal, but I can help you with the turkey. Did you buy
I got a big
yet?
House. I got a big house, and I don't need the whole meal. I got friends bringing over. We're doing a potluck thing.
Oh, good. That makes it easier.
But I don't know how to cook a turkey, and I told them that I would.
Okay. So
first
did you
of all,
get a turkey yet?
No, because I was going to ask you what size I should get to make sure, because I got a bunch
are.
Of people. 35.
Tell me how many.
35. I got my guitar player, my sax player, my sax section.
Whoa.
I'm a bit of a well-known rocker. I don't know. Where are you from?
We're near Chicago.
I'm a little further east. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
I might be referred to occasionally as the favorite son of New Jersey.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
Bruce.
Bruce. All right.
Do you like rock and roll, lady?
Some.
Okay. You might have heard some of my songs.
Okay. What is the name of the group?
Well, we're the E Street Band.
What street?
We're the E Street Band.
The E Street Band. Okay.
Stevie, we got Nils. We used to have Clarence, God rest his soul. And he's not along anymore. He liked Candy the Ant.
Yeah.
You might know some of my songs, but anyway, that's not why I called.
I probably do.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about the bird.
To talk to you.
I got right, 35 people coming over. Do I need one or two?
All right. Well, two. So generally we say a pound per person. Okay. And that's without leftovers. If you want leftovers, it's more like a pound and a half a person.
Man, that's going to be like a 45-pound turkey for me.
Right, and we don't even make those, so that's out.
You make the turkeys? I thought God made the turkeys.
Oh, okay.
That's just a little joke. I hope you don't mind my little joke. That's just a tiny little joke that I want to make. You know?
Right.
I want a turkey with a hungry heart. There's another little clue as to who I am, because you really didn't seem to recognize who I was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get two turkeys at least.
I want a good bird. I don't care about tenderness. I just want a bird that was born to run.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're going to need to get two turkeys, and it's already Tuesday, so you're probably not going to want. Pardon me?
I can get anything I want. I got connections, man. I do.
Okay.
I got a farm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, then you're going to need to get two fresh turkeys, not frozen turkeys.
Are there twins available?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Can turkeys have twins?
I doubt it, but I'm not really sure.
That's funny, lady. So two turkeys with 40 people, 35, 40 people. How big should the birds be?
About 20 pounds.
Can I buy 10 5-pound birds?
No.
All right.
No, so, they don't come that small.
So you want me to buy two 20-pound birds?
I think that is, you're going to have a better time finding that, yes.
Yeah, I had twins one time.
Okay, now that we've established that.
That was a late night, baby.
Now you want to know how to cook it?
Yeah, tell me about the feathers.
The feathers will be off the bird.
Thank God for that. Oh!
Right. So you're just going to take it out of the plastic wrapping.
Okay. All right. Is it like a loaf of bread, but it's got one of those little twist ties?
No, it's going to be real tight around the turkey. You're going to have to take it out.
All right.
And then inside the cavity of the turkey is going to be a neck.
Oh, that is nasty.
Well, yeah, but anyway, so you take
that
out.
What do you mean, the cavity? Like in its stomach?
The middle portion inside.
Where's the cavity located? I don't like to think it. You mean I got to do a body cavity search on a turkey?
Yes, you do. Sorry.
Oh, that's nasty stuff. What's in there?
So the neck will be in there.
The neck?
Okay. Yeah, the neck.
Why is the neck inside the turkey?
I can't answer that. That's the best place.
I'm sorry I'm so ignorant. When it comes to birds, but I just always thought the neck was on the outside.
Well, it is, but it's been taken off, and now it's inside the turkey.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Then you'll find in the neck.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were these turkeys born in the USA?
Yes, they were.
That's another one of my songs.
Okay.
Born in the USA.
There you go.
There I go. Oh! All right, so what do I do after I get in that nasty cavity?
Now you get the neck out. Okay, now, wait. You got to take one more thing out. In the neck part of the turkey, there's a little flap where the neck was.
Oh, Oh boy, it gets nasty,
and you
lady.
Open up that flap, and you yeah. and there's a little bag, and inside the bag you'll find the heart and the gizzard and the liver. So
man,
you
oh
take
man.
That bag out.
That sounds like a massacre. Heart, liver, just, gizzard. Oh boy, yeah. that's tough.
And it's
what
all
do I
in
do?
A bag. So you just take the bag out. Now you can use the neck and the heart and the lizard and the, if you want, you can. Some people put them in the dressing. Some people make gravy with them.
Whoa.
Or you can throw them away. Most people actually throw them away, but you know it's whatever you want to do with them. But you don't cook the turkey with those things in it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I thought when they get the guts out, they just throw those in the trash.
Yeah, no. That's a whole nother subject. Okay, so now that
what,
you have
trash?
That out, now
what's
you're
wrong
gonna,
with you?
Now you're gonna put the turkey.
What's wrong with you, lady?
In a pan.
Yeah.
That's big enough for the turkey.
How big a pan do I need for a 20-pound bird?
Well, it's going to be a turkey pan.
Is there a big enough pan for two turkeys?
No, you don't want to put them both in the same pan because you want to separate
Whoa.
Them to get air to flow around them because that's how they cook is with that air flowing around them.
I got a question for you. How about the turkeys with the necks? Do they both have the necks inside the cavity?
The neck. I'm not sure I understand your question.
I have a solid gold pan.
Okay.
Because I'm a rock star.
Okay. I'm.
How
I'm
you doing?
Lost.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted. Little Stevie right. was coming through. He was in his boxers, man. You don't want to see that first thing in the morning, that's for sure. Oh, man. Just a T-shirt, some boxer briefs, and a bandana. That is not what I want to see before my morning coffee, lady. That's for sure. But anyway, so I take one turkey, put it inside my solid gold pan.
Okay, now, you don't want to put it on the bottom of the pan. You want it up on a rack.
Oh, boy, I've seen some racks in my day on my different tours.
Yeah. Well, that's and the reason sure. you want it up off the bottom of the pan, again, is so that air can get under it and cook the bottom of it.
I bet, but not those necks or that heart or gizzards, right, with those bags of balls
right.
or whatever
right.
they
yeah,
got in there. You got to get yeah, those you, out of the turkey and throw them in
them.
The trash can.
Oh! Yeah, you got rid of that. All right?
Yeah, lady,
are you
I'm with
me?
You. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right. Now what you're going to do is you're going to brush some oil on this all over the skin of the turkey.
What kind of oil? Motor oil?
No. Olive oil.
Olive oil. Yeah, I knew it. I was one step ahead of you.
Any oil. Yeah.
I was one step ahead of you. I said the motor, not oil.
Yes, you were. Yes,
I was just joking. Yeah. We love our turkey down on the Jersey Shore. We love it. Man, I love my love my turkey in Red Bank. Oh, that's good. All right, so I oil her up, take the bag of the cavity and put it in my gold
right.
pan and put it in the oven?
Yes, at 325 degrees.
325 degrees for how many hours?
Well, a 20-pound turkey is going to take somewhere around 3.5 to 4 hours to cook in the oven.
I got time. Thank God I didn't call you too late, right?
Right. That's right. As long as you can go find these fresh turkeys.
Hey, I just got to talk to my crew for 1 second. I'll be right back with you. I'm going to go 5 seconds. Can you hold on for me for a sec?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, boys, I need you to go out and get me some 20-pound turkeys. Do it right now. You want that Thanksgiving turkey? Yeah, man. All right, I'm back. How you doing?
Make sure they're fresh.
Oh, hold on. Hey, boys. Make sure those turkeys are super deluxe fresh. All right? Kill them yourselves if you have to. All right, I'm back, lady.
All right.
Yeah, so you put it in the oven, let that turkey dance in the dark for a while, right?
You got it. Now, do you have a thermometer?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I woke up early this morning. I got a little bit of a fever.
A thermometer you can put into the turkey.
What? Oh, the turkey for a meat thermometer?
Yes.
All right. Will I have to cook during the night shift? Duh.
You're going to want the breast meat to get up to 170 and the thigh meat to get up to 180.
Thigh meat. All right. So how come they're two different temperatures? They don't all, that bird doesn't have one of those plastic things in it that pops?
Well, it doesn't.
Oh, no. So I got to pay attention myself?
Yeah, you got to do that yourself. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hey, Max Weinberg, you're going to have to check the temperature on the turkey, baby. You hear what I'm saying? Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, so he's going to check the temperature on the turkey. You said the thigh's got to be what temperature?
180.
And what time? The breast meat, the white meat, that delicious white meat? 170.
170.
Should I use? Yeah. All right, 170. When it comes out of the oven, should I use an electric knife?
If you want, whatever you prefer, but don't carve it right away. Let it sit for about 15 minutes before you start carving it, and that'll make the juices set, so it'll slice better.
All right, that's great. That sounds like we're going to have a 10th Avenue freeze out. You know who I am now, right?
Absolutely.
I'm Bruce Springsteen. I just went ahead and told you. Have you heard my songs, lady? Come on.
Well, of course I have.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you so much. I'm really excited. But in all my years on the road, I never turned out a turkey dinner for my mates. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's time that you did.
I think it's time. I used to have people. I used to have people make food for me. You know, and now I'm doing it all myself. I got a podcast with Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing a new cover, too. I'm going to branch out into some hip-hop music.
Are you?
Yeah. You know that song, My Neck, My Back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be doing that one. It's gonna, with a Bruce Springsteen touch. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be great. Yeah, that's pretty good. My neck, my back. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great. Baby, I tell you, we're having some fun now, aren't we? I love Thanksgiving. What a great holiday. The stuffing.
Thanksgiving is a great holiday. You're right. It's all about friends potatoes. And people and sharing the love.
Yeah, the love. I got a lot of love to give, baby. I really do.
There you go.
I love
it.
It's fantastic. You know, man, it's really so great, man. I just love the fact that, you know, I love mashed potatoes and I just love people being around and eating green bean casserole. That warms my heart. That warms my heart, right? Little Stevie, I almost fired him out the band because he brought a lasagna in one year. Man, I said, you are way out of line, dude.
He must be Italian, huh?
No, I don't know what he is. Van Zandt. I think he wears wooden shoes or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, wow. I tell you.
Well,
my glory days are behind me.
I need to get on to other people here, so I'm going to have to cut you off.
You are a super nice lady. You are a super nice lady. I hope you go out and buy all my albums for your friends. Will you do that for me?
There you go. You can just send them to me.
No way. That's how I make my money. My front row seat for me, $8,000 right now, you know?
Yeah.
You're a good lady. Thank you. I hope you I hope you and yours have a fantastic holiday and a great Thanksgiving. And I hope Santa Claus brings you everything that you want for Christmas, because you know he's coming to town.
Okay, well, you've made my day. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you've made mine. God bless you and yours, lady.
Absolutely.
Take care. Working on that Butterball Turkey Hotline.
There you go. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I wish I brought her up on stage.
Make her dance like Courtney Cox.
Bravo. Bravo.
Oh, man. My God. My voice is going to be wrecked for the next.
So great, though.
Thanks to Rob and Oscar, who were muting their microphones and sending me lines for the lady from the Butterball Turkey.
She didn't care that you had a solid gold pan. That landed on deaf ears.
He always does something in a solid gold pan that only rockers have.
Because I'm a rock and roll star.
It's hard to get harder and harder to get through those every year. I didn't even plan on doing
this. This was A++++.
Where do they get the... I swear to God, it sounds like ladies I've talked to in the past.
I don't know.
They're saints.
Oh, they're... God bless them. They're good. I just want to... Who knows? You don't know. She didn't cut me... cut me off at the end, but you don't know whether she bought it or not. It's hard to believe. And that's
like when Bruce Springsteen... He's excited that the feathers are already gone.
Anyway.
I had twins once. Well done.
You put it on a rack. I've seen some racks. All right. Anyway, that's Bruce Springsteen.
It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours from us and ours at the Mike O'Mara Show. Did that make any sense? I think so. It's the best of the Mike O'Mara Show for Thanksgiving Day 2023. And this is a classic bit of old school best of that features Jimmy Cerrito before his restaurant got the Buffalo Wing. He was still working on the expansion, and the great late Uncle Dave, who was a fixture at Jimmy's for so many years, I'll let this serve as a tribute to him, because this is when we found out that Uncle Dave was indeed an architect. Nobody knew it. So we find that out live on the air, and we talk about Jimmy's expansion and his Ponzi scheme. It's not a Ponzi scheme, right here on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Paneling with us today is the successful King of the Wings, Jimmy Cerrito.
Thank you. His
trusted man about town, EQ, Eric, who pretty good with the one line. Eric got the kicker line to go into the body of the show. That's pretty good stuff.
It's like
being,
you put him in the center square, Mike.
Eric, Jimmy, I got to say something about Eric.
Sure.
Eric, I have always known, Eric was born with the comedy gene. Don't you believe he was born with it? Because he's, I think about all the times he's cracked wise with me at your fine establishment, but he's always got it. Eric makes one of the very few people that make me laugh pretty consistently.
He's good until he has about 12 drinks. Then it's all, forget about it. It's not funny anymore after that.
Eric, did you quit smoking yet? Have you stopped smoking yet?
No, sure.
Yeah, Eric, you have to stop. I'm telling all my friends in 2015 that I want to stop. I want them to stop smoking. That's all there is.
I promise I will not smoke during the broadcast of this show.
Okay, thank you.
We sincerely appreciate
that.
Eric and I have a game we like to play. I always am lucky enough to be invited to Jimmy's Christmas party.
Yes.
And Eric is the best guy to hang with at the Christmas
party.
And
Rob says he loves it every year.
He doesn't have to do it.
No, I love going to it. And
hey, wait, hold on. I've got a copy. Wait a minute. I've got a copy of Jimmy's toast. Hold on. We got it from this year's Christmas
party. Got
enough time? Here we go.
That's this year's toast, all right.
Thank you.
Eric and I bet on the length of the toast.
See, the joke was it just goes on and on. That's kind of what
we got a lot of thank yous.
Wait, you get the staff once a year.
You get their attention once
a year.
You could throw two parties.
Lord knows they don't hear your voice during the course.
It's not just a toast, Mike. It's a meeting.
It's the one time a year that we all get to see Jimmy use a microphone. And it's exciting when he gets up there. And it's always fun. And usually the over-under is 20 minutes.
What was it this year, though?
It was short.
It was under 10.
It was under 10.
We wanted to get to the dancing.
We all lost money.
A lot of people have said, you're going to Jimmy's again. I said, yeah, we're going. That's where we'll be going.
That's where we go.
That's it. We're not a radio station. I'm not pretending that we're trying to go to 16 mom and pop places. We go to Jimmy's because that's where our comfort zone. I would go there on my own to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I'm going there, and I want all the listeners to come.
It's our cheers.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. I know. That about 11 years ago, Jimmy started an addition to his restaurant where he is building a new party. He named it He put up signs about it. He's yes. been on television. Just talking about
yes.
it. But it really
he filed papers, Mike. He filed yeah. necessary
a lot
paperwork.
Of build up.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. A nail hasn't been hammered yet. I mean, it's just incredible. Have they bulldozed the old part? What the hell is going on with your Buffalo wing? And I mean, it's just I'm frustrated. I thought that I would be returning in 2015 to the brand new wing mm-hmm. at Jimmy's
it's
old
really
town.
The yeah. least you could have done, Jimmy, is to mm-hmm. have it ready for Mike's return.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, this is not
that's fair.
Mike, or 7 years.
The one word is bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
It's taken.
Yeah, when you go to Jimmy's, it's a bureaucracy.
Right. Am I right?
Yeah, man. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah, ladies.
There we go.
It all started with, let's hurry up and get this place open. Let's go.
Yeah, remember you had that big fundraiser we all talked about.
Oh, we're still doing that. Yeah, okay. That's still happening. Okay. JimmyBuffaloWing.com.
We can still buy a sticker?
Yeah. I'll give you a free one, Rob.
And incidentally, feel free to put your hand up and tell me to stop talking if you don't want me to ask about this. But I'm just curious.
No. I want to tell you what's going on.
Okay.
But we want to do it right. So every time we turn a corner, we say, well, do we want to do it this way or this way? Like a question. Do you like hardwood floor?
Mm.
Or do you like a tile floor that looks like hardwood? Well, let's look into it. Let's ask 100 people. Let's go to 10,000 websites.
Do you like pasties or nudes?
There's decisions to be made.
Oscar's all horned up today.
No, I mean, a restaurant, you got to get a certain license, right?
Exactly. After comparing me to a prostitute, now he's talking about, do you like pasties or... Well, I would go with the tile floor that looks like hardwood.
If anybody's going to turn you out.
It's going to be Jimmy. What's the timeline here? That's a good, fair question.
Well, we are this close,
to what?
America, to getting approval finally, so that we can hammer a nail. It's gone through the health department.
Yeah, had to go on there.
It's gone to the Fairfax County Fire Marshal's office.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and now
I'm keeping it in my pants here because the fact is I could go off right now because I know what he's dealing with.
It's nuts, sure.
And I know you run a bar in the wonderful Commonwealth of.
It's not
Nazi Virginia. I'm sorry, Northern Virginia, and see what it's like to try to deal with the local rules and regulations.
And it's further
and the
complicated.
People that gravitate to it
by the fact that it's a historical building, right?
It went through the historical society. We had to pass all that. The guy who's driving the train is Rich Hostelli, Biker Rich. The architect.
If you want to know Biker Rich, if you watch The Celebrity Apprentice, a blonder version of. Rich Hostelli, and Carl and I were talking about this watching the show. Rich Hostelli is a blonder version of Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Jimmy, you
God.
Have to watch.
No, I regret being taller. Straight.
Yeah. No, hold on a second. You have to watch this show and tell me if the man, and I'm not talking about the pure looks. I'm talking about the complete mannerisms.
Yeah.
This guy is a doppelganger for Rich Hostelli.
All right.
And Rich is the guy that rode out to Sturgis with Jimmy and I, and it is so funny to see the way he is because Rich is a can-do guy, but he's a super mellow guy who steps up when he needs to step up. I've been out with the guy in a lot of situations. So he's the guy that's kind of handling all your plans and running through the
He's the lead architect. Uncle Dave was the original architect, but
what happened to him?
I believe the quote was,
did you say yeah. Uncle Dave was the original
yes.
lead architect?
Yes, when we started the project back in 1960.
That was for the White House.
Yeah.
He's an architect. But
Give me the plans. I'll get it through. I'm Uncle Dave. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
Can't do it without
You don't need plumbing.
Can't do it without me.
Don't need floors.
Wait,
I can see Uncle Dave. Can you see Uncle Dave going to a planning meeting? You know, where are your outlets going to be? Well, where are your outlets going to be?
Right. Mike, Rich Hostelli got us through the Historical Society meeting, the town hearing, all those big shots up on.
All right, how many people on that board? How many people were there at that meeting?
Oh, there was like 14 of them up there.
14?
When the meeting started Dave came in, did they say he was the thing protecting?
Yes. Rob, no. Rich couldn't make it to the meeting, so Uncle Dave stood in for him, and Uncle Dave represented Jimmy's at this meeting.
I think you're all full of crap. I think you're all full of crap.
Thanksgiving was another big day when we were kids, you know. We'd have the big turkey every year. Last year, the turkey weighed 185 pounds. It had a tattoo. Riding around the front lawn on a Harley. Took my sister hostage for 24 hours. My Uncle Zeke actually had to put on his flame-retardant pilgrim suit and subdue him with a flamethrower. But he was always dressing up for Thanksgiving. One year he dressed up as a butterball turkey. And my Aunt Rose couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, my God, look at Zeke dressing up like a butterball turkey. I can't believe it. Look at him sitting in that roasting pan wearing go-go boots. Pouring gravy on his torso with a big old ladle. He's going to get arrested for public self-basting. Just like he did last year. Look where he's got the thermometer.
Happy Thanksgiving from Rob Spiewak. That's me and everyone here at the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're having a great holiday. Hope you're enjoying the best of. I'm having a blast putting it together, hosting it, and picking these segments. Mike is a talented mimic. I said this before. That's what G. Gordon Liddy would call him. But Mike has got the great voices. Nobody can argue that. And one of the fun things is that voices come and voices go. One that he hasn't done in a while that I kind of miss is Internet Radio Tommy. And this is Internet Radio Tommy covering the Oscars. I should say the Academy Awards so you don't think I'm talking about Mr. Santana. So this is Internet Radio Tommy discussing the Academy Awards on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's one of the biggest weekends in showbiz. It is Oscar weekend. And he prepares for it all year. It's his special. And I think this is the biggest weekend for him as well. Ladies and gentlemen, with his Oscar spectacular preview, here is Internet Radio Tommy.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Tom?
Here I am. It's a big night in Hollywood coming up Sunday, and it's Internet Radio Tommy broadcasting live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I got to do my intro.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You hope you prepared it.
Let me do my intro. Calm down.
Weeks of preparation.
Yeah, I have prepared for a while. It's Internet Radio Tommy, and I'm really, really excited because it's Oscar weekend. And we're here. Well, we're not really here. We're at the Academy. Well, we're not at the Academy Awards, but
I jump in? I know you're doing your intro, but let me ask. Where
Rob?
Are you? Are you in Hollywood?
No.
No, are you in Los Angeles?
No, I'm not exactly.
Okay, Orange County?
No.
Burbank?
No.
Where are you?
I'm in my mother's basement where I always am.
Well, you're always there.
I know, Rob. Come on. Let me do the thing.
Okay, do your intro. I'm sorry.
So this is Internet Radio Tommy, and I've got some fun facts about the Oscars that you might not know.
Oh, so this is the research that you're not going to save this for your show? You're going to spill it on our show?
All the other shows can tell you all about the nominees,
right,
and who they think's going to win and all that stuff, but I'm going to tell you some behind-the-scenes facts about the Oscars.
Have you seen a lot of the movies?
What?
Have you seen the movies that are nominated?
No.
None of them?
No, I don't have the money to go out to the movies. It's too expensive.
I understand, but you haven't seen any of them? What about Gravity? Everyone saw Gravity.
Gravity's the one about the spacesuits, right?
Yes, that's the one, Tom.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I got some that. Oscar fun
okay,
facts.
Okay, let's go with the fun facts. Oh, do you want your music again?
Sure,
okay.
I guess. It's a wonderful night for Oscar. Oscar will win.
Who's posting this year?
What?
Who's hosting the Oscars this year?
Ellen DeGeneres.
She's wonderful.
Thank you. Don't ask me about the nominees.
Yeah, okay. Oh, not about the nominees.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe can I ask one question?
What, Rob, what?
Do you think that Oscar is going to smile on Sandra Bullock?
I think Oscar's going to be late, like he always is.
No, not that Oscar.
Oh, the other Oscar. Yeah,
for those of you wondering why Oscar's been so quiet during the bit.
Oscar loves persecution. All right, anyway.
So these are fun facts, Dave.
Yes. A lot of you. Hi, this is Internet Radio Tommy with a brief look behind the scenes at the Oscars and all the fun facts you might not know.
So these are fun facts.
Yeah, Rob, I said they're fun facts.
All right,
come
well, then let's get started.
Okay.
Why are you dragging your ass?
I'm not. Stop it.
Let's get to the comedy, man.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This is from a publication that's online that's called The Wrap.
What? Like WRAP?
It's the online magazine that covers Hollywood. Come on.
Okay.
Oscar statuettes are shipped in styrofoam containers. Once the statuettes are removed from the containers, the styrofoam is broken into pieces, so nobody can fish a makeshift Oscar mold out of the Dolby Theater dumpster. Rob, that, are you
this,
there?
This is a fun fact.
Okay. The Academy.
You have more?
Yeah.
Do they get funner?
Shut up, Rob. Okay, shut up.
Well, let me do a reset real quick.
Okay.
We're here with Internet Radio Tommy, and these are his Oscar preview fun facts. He's been prepping all the year.
That's right.
But he hasn't seen any of the movies.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No. The Academy makes sure that enough Oscar statuettes are on hand to cover the most possible winners in every category. For instance,
okay,
if Gravity or Nebraska wins.
Nebraska.
Right. They'll need two Oscars for the two producers. But if 12 Years a Slave wins, they'll need five.
So that would be three more.
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about this movie, Nebraska? It's sort of an under-the-wire deal.
It's a state out in the West.
No, no, the movie, Nebraska.
I don't know.
Do you think Oscar is going to smile on Bruce Dern?
I think he will if he gets here on time.
Okay, what's your next
number
fact?
Four.
Yes.
This year, the maximum number of Oscars that can be given out in all 24 categories, barring ties, is 70.
That's fascinating.
The minimum is 48.
Which?
Why are you laughing?
Where's the smart money?
Come on.
You know what I'm laughing,
right,
Tom? Because
ahead.
These are fun.
You want to hear about the envelopes?
I just hope, you know what, after hearing all of your fun facts, I hope that this next fun fact has to do with numbers.
Don't be a dick.
Okay, go ahead.
Working from two sets of cards listing every possible winner in every category, the two PricewaterhouseCoopers partners who lead the Oscar ballot team,
yes,
prepare and seat two sets of envelopes bearing the names of the winners.
Yes.
Beware, prepare and seal, not seat.
No, seal is the word you word.
Seal. Word. They, yes, seal the envelope.
Sure.
Damn it.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We can fix it in
damn
there.
Damn it, I hate when I scream.
Hey, have you ever met Tom?
Hi.
Have you ever met Price, Waterhouse, or Cooper?
That's funny, Rob.
No, it's not.
You want to hear about the rehearsal?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I hope there's a statistic involved.
When stars show up to rehearse their lines, which typically happens a day before the Oscar show, sometimes called Star Day, they are asked to open a rehearsal envelope.
Right.
And read whatever winner is named inside.
Okay, what is that the actual winner, though?
I don't know.
All right.
Come on.
I'm just trying to figure out how they do Star Day.
Would you like to hear about the venue?
More than anything in the world.
The Dolby Theater was built in an area originally meant to hold the parking garage for the Hollywood and Highland Shopping Center.
Oh, that's fascinating. You mean that before it was a theater,
yeah,
it was an empty lot?
Yeah, you are right, anus breath. When the Academy asked for a theater, the site's developers switched underground parking.
That's great.
To make room for the theater.
So the underground parking is where they can put things like, I don't know, cars.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. After the Oscars in 2012,
yes,
Dolby signed a naming rights deal with the theater, and it was renamed.
Oh, Dolby.
So the ballroom in which the Governor's Ball takes place,
yes,
formerly the Grand Ballroom,
yeah,
at the Hollywood and Highland, is now Ray Dolby Ballroom.
Now, do you have tickets to the Governor's Ball?
No, I'm in my mother's living room. Rob, you're being a total dick.
Thanksgiving Day.
The deal. There's a turkey shortage. Are you aware of that fact?
Yeah.
Yep. For some reason, there are no turkeys this year. As a result, President Obama may have to pardon the White House parrot. There's also a gravy shortage. Yep. It's up to $4 a gallon.
Thanksgiving, quite a holiday, or as it's known at my house, competitive eating. I'm not exactly sure. We had a big Thanksgiving dinner last year, and I'm not exactly sure what Mom cooked, but we did a DNA swab. And in fact, it proved that whatever it was in the poultry family. So we all felt much better about that. And Mom, by the way, always looking for a shortcut, last year cooked the turkey in a microwave. I know, but we had to eat dinner at 7:30 in the morning.
I'm traveling to be with my relatives over the Thanksgiving break, like a lot of folks. And I talked to them on the weekend, and I say, is anything I could bring when I come in for Thanksgiving? And they just said, your checkbook.
That's right.
Indeed, Thanksgiving Day here at the Mike O'Mara Show with the best of the Mike O'Mara Show. And if you want to say thanks to someone for giving something great, you got to go to the TMOS store. Yes, that's located at TMOSstore.com, and it's your official source for all TMOS merch and swag.
And if you have a chance to hear them, they're the best morning show in town. Merch and swag. You're going to love it. But you go to TMOSstore.com. This is perfect holiday shopping because you don't have to leave your home. You don't have to do the Black Friday thing where you're beating down doors and people are stepping on your toes. No one wants that. This is lovely, relaxed, civilized internet shopping where you can get t-shirts and hoodies and stickers and key tags and mugs and everything that is TMOS-centric. You can get it there. And remember, everything you buy helps keep the laughs coming. So if you want something for yourself, you want something for a fan of the show, or perhaps something for each of you, all you got to do is go to TMOSstore.com and check it out. All right? Good. Now, Mike has an encounter at a hotel. It doesn't go well. Right here on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
And so I'm pissed because I've dealt with people and traffic all day long, and this just lights my candle. And this is maybe the time when you just let it go.
Sure.
And the normal person lets it go. Your boy has trouble letting things go like this.
I've particularly got to stop at this moment. Behavior. Right.
So the family finishes, and I make a step forward thinking that maybe he's in his device.
Maybe he's looking for the reservation number.
Who knows? I'm not going to wait. I think he was checking in online, yeah. if you were sure. to be accurate. But the point is, I move forward because at this point, if he's overdoing his own thing, I'm not yielding to him as I would have
right.
if he had been even within 5 feet of
happens
the desk.
To me at McDonald's all the time. Like, are
so
you in line?
Obviously, yeah, you he's pulling. He's pulling his dink trip anyway, so he's very aware of me, and he moves forward and says, it's me. And okay, here he goes. I'm like, yeah, okay, just as good over here. And he turns around and said, you really shouldn't F with people. And he uses the F word. I'm like, ooh, it's escalated fast. I said,
wow, he came out of the chute like that?
Yeah. As it turns out, he's the angrier man in this situation,
ooh.
Which I'm not accustomed to. As you know, I'm used to being the angriest man in the room.
That's true.
And so I look over and go,
you can buy Mike's book on Amazon, The Angriest Man in the Room.
I said, look, dude, I've been in a car for 14 hours. He's like, so have I. I know that's a lie. And so he's like, so have I. And I'm like, okay, look, whatever. Just do your thing. And so he checks in and then gets done checking in. I'm right in back of him. And then it's eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. And it's over. And he goes walking back. And I check in, and I know for some reason Carla and my son goes up to the hotel. I'm down at the desk by myself. I get checked in, and I did. I don't know why they went up. I gave them I gave them the key and sent them up, and I had to do something else.
Okay.
At the I don't know why, but they were up in the hotel before I was. So I finish up what I'm doing in the lobby. This guy has long since checked in. I get on the elevator. And I go up to the fourth floor, which is where my hotel room is. I get up to the fourth floor, the doors open, and there he is again.
Oh,
and
no.
at this point, I start laughing.
Because
it's funny. Well, no, it's funny to me.
At that point, what else? Yeah, the fact that
I've let go.
Mano a mano once again.
By the way, the guy, because he went off on me, was very short with the front desk person. I should point this out.
Okay.
The front desk person points and goes, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To me. Because the guy was being rather dickish. Mm-hmm. At this point, the elevator doors open, and I'm like, oh, it's you again.
Mike, I have a tape of your laugh.
Okay. That's not like that. Okay, anyway, so it's you again. And at this point, the guy goes, well, you want to step outside?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I look at him, I said, it's in between. He's holding the elevator door. I said, are you serious? I said, are you kidding me? I'm 58 years old. I don't want to go outside and fight you. I've got my family down the room here. Said something like, well, you shouldn't open your sock with you shouldn't open your, you shouldn't run your sock or something. I don't know what he was saying. He was using some Georgia bulldog.
Well, you really shouldn't open your
jargon
sock.
That was there. And so he gets back on and I'm like, and I think it was a little F you and then an F you and the elevator door closed and that was it. It was so intense that the next morning at our free breakfast,
I was
looking out for the guy, you know, because I said, and then I made Carla laugh. She said, well, why are you looking out for him? I said, well, because when you're getting your eggs, I'm going to hit him over the head with a chair. But I wasn't able to find him. That was scary, though.
Yeah.
Well, he had crazy eyes. So yeah.
He was not balanced.
No, I didn't want to mess with this guy at all. I didn't.
No.
But I also, you know, it's the Irish thing. You don't want to mess with him.
I thought it was you drink and then fight, not just fight.
Yeah. Well, you know, 14 hours in a car, the exact same mental state than when you're drinking in a bar for 3 hours. That's the way it goes.
That's the ratio.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy... W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. The
car is running around, pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
They don't fly. They land like bags of wet cement, as we have illustrated. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is the best of the Mike O'Mara Show. And me, I'm Rob Spiewak, picking out the segments, hosting the show, and holding your hand as we listen together to great moments of Mike O'Mara Show past. So, what do we end the show with every day? That's right, the flip side, or the digital dumpster, or as we called it back then, the audio vault. Stick around. In this one, we discuss game shows, we discuss Alex Trebek, Drake, turkeys, Larry King, and of course, David S. Pumpkins, and plenty more. So turn it up and live it up as you listen to the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
This, I start with something so extraordinarily sweet. Did you watch Jeopardy last night?
Yeah, I had not.
I didn't watch it. I watched the clip. And
this is really touching in that one of those times when Final Jeopardy, the guy did not have the answer. And sometimes they'll just say, what is question mark or what is the name of their kid or whatever. He did this, and the reaction, it really got me.
He couldn't win. He was so far beyond. Yeah,
it got caught in my throat.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is we love you out? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
He just wrote, "We heart Alex." Aww. So sweet. So sweet.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, he is fighting the fight, man. Mm. I mean, what a. And I he'll think, be down. He's cemented his legacy as just a brave guy. And everybody is just, you know, it would be wonderful to see a happy ending. This is a insidious form of the disease.
It was so. I think the reason that is so strikingly touching is that he's been so stoic throughout.
Yeah.
And I think it caught him off guard.
Caught him by off guard. And you know, and it's so funny because, I mean, you would think that. I would have liked to see the Jeopardy audience break into applause there, but I think they keep a pretty tight ship over there.
They do. They do. But anyway, I just thought that was extraordinarily sweet, and what a thoughtful thing for that contestant to do that. However, good day on Jeopardy. Not a great day if you went to Tyler, the Creator's music festival. I think they floated a rumor that they were going to have a special guest, Frank Ocean.
Oh.
But Frank Ocean didn't come out as a special guest. It was Drake.
Oh.
And the crowd, I would think Drake would be a good substitute, right? The crowd was wanting Frank Ocean, and after Drake does his first number, his reaction, I would not classify it as positive.
Blog, no, make some noise for yourself tonight. You know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. Well, look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So he left?
Yep. And there is one bitch on wheels in that audience that was just screaming, no!
No! No, get off the stage.
So be careful.
I don't know. I think I would feel the same way.
Really?
Yeah, you if get you're pissed off. People,
if you don't want me to perform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And
but I'm shocked that they're not accepting Drake. He's a big deal.
Well, he's not. He doesn't have the street cred. They think he's a sellout. Like there's this is how fickle this audience is. Look at the smash hits he's put out.
Sure.
And they're still it's not enough.
Yeah, they want more.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
And by even the way, after the snack cakes.
Delicious. No, and if you yell no in the council chamber
Funny
theater,
bones.
If you are at our Las Vegas show at the council chambers theater and you yell no, you will be escorted out. You must support us. This is the rule.
Yeah, with big, hairy, stinky security that tastes like they ate a full salami before they grabbed you.
Game one of the World Series, maybe the hottest World Series game ever. They said it was 103 when they first started the game.
103?
103 degrees.
103.
103 at Dodger Stadium. Also, one of the shortest games in World Series history at like 2 hours, 28 minutes, I think. And most exciting, Larry King behind home plates. You could watch him eat.
Oh, I would have stayed up if I'd known that.
And he was motionless. I mean, absolutely.
Like you think it's weird when we freeze up on Skype?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
But everything around him was like the Matrix. Everything else around him was moving.
We've discussed it before. How much of that is Larry getting a good seat at a game, and how much of it is Larry just knowing he's going to be on TV?
He's owned those seats for years. Yeah. Mike.
Has he really?
Years.
And I think a little of it is Sean saying, you stay here, we'll come and get you later.
Was he with Sean? Because he's been with another band.
No,
remember when
no.
he was with Mary Hart?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're both Dodger fans, right?
I couldn't spot a celeb on either side
no,
of
it. No, it really looked like it was a cutout.
But it was.
Sit next to me, Mary, right here, and I'll pull a George H.W. Bush on you.
Do you like dirty jokes? Yeah.
Where are you going to put that Dodger dog? It was a good game. The first time the Dodgers got up to bat, leadoff batter was Chris Taylor. He had a good start.
That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor.
So the first Dodger at bat was a home run, but the game was cinched when Justin Turner hit a two-run homer in the sixth.
High fly ball into left. Off the bat of Turner. At the wall, it's gone. Turner makes it 3-1 Dodgers in game one.
Cut baseball, your hair.
Wow. Baseball enjoying quite a resurgence in popularity right now. A lot of people are paying attention to this storyline. And I'd like to see the Dodgers make it a series, but I'm Not sure after last night. They, you know, the Dodgers look, the Astros, I said, I'd like to make it a World Series.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Dodgers look very, very difficult. And I'll try to say that again when I can speak English. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't give a rat's ass. Can I be honest with you? I tried to fake it just then, but I don't care. You led with the World Series. I didn't watch it last night. It was the Astros and the Yankees. That's when I stopped. After that, I was done caring.
I think a lot of people root for the Astros.
Yeah. I root for the Astros. I hope for the city of Houston. They deserve it. But the Dodgers are the Dodgers, and manamu.
Let's send someone out to Dodger Stadium to see if Larry King is still in his seat.
I know you got the audio ball. I have to tell you this, guys, though, but this was when I was doing mornings, and the most recent incarnation was The Edge when I was doing mornings and coming
in. Oh, was
in
that with Jeff Shamrock?
Thank you. And doing podcasts after that. And the Red Sox, and I was super into the Red Sox, and they would be on the West Coast and sometimes have an extra inning game. And I would just
kill you.
Have no idea. You don't know what the crushing disappointment is of you staying up, investing that emotional effort into your team,
can't
and then they
let
lose
go.
In extra innings. You can't.
You gotta
go to
watch
bed.
It.
Yeah. Did it? How was the game last night with your 2.5 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
Did it compare terrible. With the crushing disappointment of people that watched the David S. Pumpkins Halloween special?
Oh, is that the Tom Hanks one?
I just want to give you one of Tom Hanks's reads, because now Tom Hanks has really just, it sounds to me like he's just decided, I'm going to be a jerk and an idiot now.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins. Any questions?
Great.
Where did this come from? From
Saturday Night Live sketch that was not funny. And also, I'm bothered by the fact that sometimes he's David S. Pumpkins and sometimes he's David Pumpkins. They're not consistent. Here's a song. Let's see if you get as far as I got. This is when I turned this. I literally turned the special
ready?
Off, okay?
Right. Who am I?
David Pumpkins.
Yeah, we're about tied.
Terrible.
It's horrible.
Really?
Disappointing, Mike. Yeah. Unrewarding.
Unrewarding. Sounds like crap.
Kathy Griffin, however, posted a bizarre rave out on Twitter in which she told an amazing story. Now, she's
By the way, I think she's handled all of this really, really well.
Oh,
well,
God.
She always has. Because she's savvy.
She is so... Oh, my God.
This is based on the fact that she's annoyed that Andy Cohen claimed he didn't know who she was.
Yeah, and I saw this video, by the way. Andy Cohen was just trying to ignore the paparazzi.
Yes, that's all. That's all.
Like, he's walking out of the airport. He looks like he just got rolled in an airplane. He's not camera ready, clearly. And the guy's like, what about your New Year's Eve? Oh, he's like, who? What?
Yeah.
Who? What? He just walked.
You know what? Let me ask this before you play this.
Yeah.
Just speaking about Kathy Griffin, we have a minute here.
We're fine.
Is there any way... Because I'm looking back and saying, hey, she handled this badly. But I'm like, what would have been the best way for her to handle
that
this?
That she is not the victim. Just apologize and slink
away.
You
got to apologize, and you have to go underground for a year, maybe two.
Yes,
do you not? That's
away.
The only way you can do
she
it.
She could almost do without an apology if she just went away.
If she just went away.
If she just went away, because people would forget. But this is probably the highlight. I believe it was a 17-minute rant. This is my favorite part.
I've actually done Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen twice in the, I think, 10 years it's been on. I've never said this before, obviously, but both times I did the show, right before we went live, Andy Cohen privately asked me in an office in Embassy Row, which is the production company that does that show, if I wanted to do blow. All right, I've never had a drink in my life. You guys know I'm no prude, but I'm like kind of a straight edge. I thought he was kidding the first time. Just so you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Seth Meyers has never asked me to do blow before going on the show.
Young lady.
No one from Old The View lady. Has ever asked me to do blow before a show, so I was hoping he was kidding. The second time I do the show, same thing. So once again, we're alone in an office in Embassy Row, and he's like, you want to do some coke? And I'm thinking, he's serious. Like, so I know trust me, he's going to say he was kidding and everything. No, he was asking me to do cocaine with him. And that's why I don't do that show. I thought that was weird. And I don't know why he gets away with that.
It's so sad. It's just, you know, oh, God.
Actually, the thing that if I were Andy Cohen, how I would handle it is say, and people would buy this, he may have said it, but he wasn't looking at her.
I just
that
think
is, but of all the things you can accuse somebody in Hollywood of these days, during this current climate, right?
Right.
That she's going to make this big announcement to really out him. Blow.
That's it.
Like
and the slight was when he was walking by paparazzi.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it was so innocuous.
She is very, very sad.
In related news, on Watch What Happened Live tonight, the older brother from Stranger Things. So,
well, by the way, can I say one thing though?
Yeah.
How many show of hands? How many think Andy Hewen does blow? I do.
Oh yeah.
You think it's easy to keep that beautiful bill?
Everybody, Pony just came in late with that. That's hysterical.
Bill O'Reilly is angry, Mike.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly is angry at God.
Uh-oh.
Because of his sex scandal.
Am I mad at God? Yeah, I'm mad at him. I wish I had more protection. I wish this stuff didn't happen. I can't explain it to you. Yeah, I'm mad at him. If I die tomorrow and I get an opportunity, I'll say, why'd you guys work me over like that? Didn't you know my children were going to be punished and they're innocent? But then I think about people have a much, much rougher than me.
Think?
And, you know, I'm a big mouth. I'm a target.
That's from his podcast, so I guess that was his choice to put the music under it?
Or
why
somebody else did
would
it.
You do that?
I'm mad at God.
What? Yeah. The millions and millions. What? I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Oh, look who's here.
Santana, it might not make sense to you. But it makes sense to me because, you know, I'm persecuted. And why I'd say that to God, the Lord Almighty. I'd say, listen.
You mad?
I know more than you do.
You know more than God?
I do. That's what I'd say to him. I said, why'd you work me over like that?
What about the music, Bill?
Were you a soldier of the Lord?
Soldier of the Lord. And when I play that music, when I'm in my den, it makes me cry. Thank you.
Speaking of music, can you name this song?
Match Game.
Close. It is a game show.
Damn it.
I'll give you
a hint. Something about a puzzle. It's a puzzle.
It's the theme to the original Joker's Wild with Jack Barry.
Joker.
Very different than what we saw last night on TBS.
Joker. To beat the devil.
The game is on. Doggy style. It's time to play. The Joker's Wild. And now, the man who put the G back in game shows, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg presents The Joker's Wild, premiered last night on TBS. It's a reboot of Joker's Wild, hosted by Snoop Dogg in a tuxedo.
Is the rule now seriously that's going to be the future, that we're no longer going to have the broadcasters doing the Joker's Wild, that it's now going to be celebrities, just celebrities in their own right?
Although there is one thing that I really did enjoy is, you know how on the old show it almost looked like a slot machine where it would spin and a money amount would come up? One of the most common money amounts that would come up was 420.
Ah, built into the show.
I got it.
It's a roller derby.
It went smoother than I thought it would, and he's actually a better host than I thought he was. But they've modernized it, so it's lost that sort of I'm Jack Barry feel. But if you can beat the devil, you will win big money.
Do we have any clips from Snoop?
We do, as a matter of fact. Let's see, here's a question.
Victor, you have no money. Get you some money, man. Spend that thing. Joker!
How long is Snoop going to do this?
Joker question.
This is for $500.
The question is, in 2017, what Spanish language song became the first video to get 3 billion views on YouTube? Is it Bailando, Chantaje, and Despacito?
Despacito, Snoop. Despacito.
Despacito es correcto.
Was that Snoop doing the accent?
At the end it was, yeah.
Shespazi. Wow.
And the thing that troubles me, though, is anytime a game show involves like a spinning wheel, slot machine type thing, it is so easily fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so, we have to wait and see how it works out.
And the amazing thing on game shows, you're right, but in, like with real slot machines, it's not.
No. Weird. Most of the time, it favors the patron, doesn't it?
Yay.
All right. Sexual harassment everywhere in Hollywood.
Man.
But can you believe it? At Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon? Have you heard this? Nickelodeon has fired a male producer after multiple accusations of sexual harassment. That's right. He's the creator of Nickelodeon's SpongeBob No Pants. So,
Mike, you have so much wildlife running rampant at your Florida home.
We do.
Yes.
We do, constantly.
Do you have turkeys?
We have red-tailed hawks. We have great egrets. We have great blue herons. We have blue herons. We have white ibises. We have alligators. Oh. We have gar. We have Florida gar.
But what about turkeys?
We don't have. We have turkeys in Maine.
Okay,
we have turkeys, wild turkeys all over Maine.
There is a senior neighborhood, one of those special you have to be 55 to live there neighborhoods in New Jersey that's overrun with turkeys.
The turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation. I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care. People think it's a laughing matter.
It
it's
is.
A serious
Not.
Matter.
It is.
When I can't get out of my house to get in the car because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you. Yes, it's a problem.
Oh.
They've broken windows in people's houses when they fight. It's something to be taken seriously.
The turkeys only ignore one person and that's Drake.
The turkeys are breaking windows because they're fighting?
Yes.
Well, to get a gun and you don't have to go to the grocery store.
Why? Or
there's Thanksgiving.
Wild turkey.
Right?
Well, delicious drink.
I heard that, I've always asked because I've always heard this, that they're not as tasty as the domestically.
They're, you know what? The flavor is good, but there's not hardly any meat on them because they've not been bred that way.
You've eaten a wild turkey?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a friend who hunted one and cooked it. It was excellent, but there's just not a lot of meat on it.
I think they're considered technically jive turkeys.
You jive turkey? Why did you break that window?
He's got the comedy pants on. Oh, we're going to Las Vegas.
That's true. All right, let's close with it. Mike, have you yet watched Lights Out with David Spade?
What?
Have you yet watched Lights Out with David Spade? I've been telling you to watch
this show. No, I haven't done it yet, and I should. I'm sorry. I haven't done
Last it. Last night, he does a joke. He says, you know what? This next joke in the monologue, this not so much for me. And they go to the big screen, and on a FaceTime call is Chris Rock to tell the joke. He calls in every favor. He calls in every friend, and it's so much fun.
Pixar has released the trailer for its first African-American feature film. It's the sequel to Up, and it's called Sup. Get it? What's up?
I am so in love with this tape because you have to think about what goes into it. A lot of the great Hollywood stars are dying, right? And you want to get their final interview or their final thoughts before they go.
Yeah, that's important. I think that
when they do, commentary on a classic television show, they'd want to make sure that these are preserved thoughts. Some guy went through all the hoops to get Mickey Rooney, who just passed away within the year, to comment on his classic Twilight Zone episode where he played a jockey who wished he could be taller.
Cool.
And they were going to watch the episode, and Mickey Rooney was going to comment on the episode. It didn't go exactly as the guy had hoped.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Do you remember much about this episode?
No, I don't remember.
We're watching it together for the first time.
I don't care anything about it. Shadow.
What was going on with you while you were making this?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
What today's audience doesn't understand, and maybe we can put this in context, you're playing a jockey. For many years, anytime anybody said anything about a short, you were the butt of jokes.
Well, I'm tired of that.
Oh, the younger audience, because they don't understand.
The younger audience doesn't want to see
this. That's who's watching this.
No, it isn't. Yes, they're watching sexy things.
The kids.
They're watching sexy things, Mike.
Turned miserable.
Could you isolate sexy things?
Sexy things,
Just for your little machine.
No,
right
the whole line. We should isolate the whole.
Okay.
Say, can you play that one back? Can I hear that,
sure.
please?
Sure. And listen, it doesn't even start off well.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Do you remember much about this episode?
No, I don't remember.
We're watching it together for the first time.
I don't care anything about it.
What was going on with you while you were making this?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
What today's audience doesn't understand, and maybe we could put this in context, you're playing a jockey. For many years, anytime anybody said anything about a short, you were the butt of jokes.
Well, I'm tired of that.
Oh, the younger audience, because they don't understand.
The younger audience doesn't want to see
this. That's who's watching this.
No, it isn't. Yes, they're watching sexy things.
The kids.
That's
So the thing is that it's not like he found him on a street. They got Mickey Rooney into a studio, and then he just yelled at the guy.
Please, God, take me before I turn into the
really.
Please.
Honest to God, let me walk off a cliff somewhere before that happens.
The Stephen Colbert Show, I've had a few people ask my opinion on it. I still think it's too young to make a call on if I like it or not. I love him as an interviewer, but one thing I do love is that he's messing with the format. Two nights ago, I meant to play this for you guys yesterday. He started the show out with a Q&A with the audience.
Right.
And I love what he did here.
Yes, the redhead in the third row right there.
Yes, I'd like to know why you're doing this bit. Carol Burnett.
Who's Carol Burnett in the audience?
Thank you. Well, Carol, thank you for being here. What's your question, Carol?
Well, it's just that I wanted to know where you get off doing this bit, because it's my bit.
Nice. Okay, fine. You own questions and answers. Then get up here and show me how it's done. Come on. Carol Burnett, everybody.
And she got up on stage and took like 3 or 4 questions. And Mike, before you ask, yes, she did.
That's cool. From last night.
Yeah, she's amazing.
That's cool. That is very cool. Yeah.
And she is still so together. She was promoting a new DVD. They're finally releasing the first 6 seasons of the Carol Burnett Show, which have never been syndicated.
Regular viewing in my house. We used to watch it as a greatest. Family. It was fantastic.
The greatest. Now, really are you fun. Familiar? I breaking sort of a rule here, but I need to set up the bit. I'm going to play a Will Ferrell tape from Saturday Night Live when they would do the Jeopardy bit, and he would go up against Norm MacDonald as Burt Reynolds, and Burt Reynolds would change his name, right?
Oh, by the way, and let me just say,
yes,
in my opinion, nothing sounding nothing like Burt Reynolds.
No,
but the attitude that Norm MacDonald had was
the greatest,
fantastic.
So so he changes his name right in the middle of the Jeopardy game.
Back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
So, with that in mind, this week on the Real Jeopardy program, Final Jeopardy, I thought it was a pretty easy question or answer, but the lady didn't know it, so this is what she wrote.
Category for Final is Oscar-nominated songs, and here's the clue. This song from a 1999 animated film about censorship had a word censored from its Oscar performance. Talia, this wasn't your day you were struggling, but you came up with this as your response for Final. Let's see. What is the love ballad of Turd Ferguson? Hi, Mom. Nope. Sorry.
I love that.
Hi, Mom.
And he just went right by and he didn't get it.
He had to say
the love ballad of Turd Ferguson.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
There's that. Good.
Hey, if you're going to go out, way to have a sense of humor about it. She's smart.
Are you still feeling that you could be an EDM disc jockey, Mike? An electronic dance music disc jockey?
Yeah, absolutely. If I had the right tools, I could do it. Absolutely.
Well, then you might want to get in touch with Andy Brevik in Roanoke, Virginia, who sent this along. Here's his newest offering for your EDM canon.
Hold on, let me wet my whistle. Wet my whistle. Wet my whistle.
Mommy, Johnny.
You're welcome. Johnny. How are you today?
Hey. You know. Mr. Mike, you like playing poker? Mr. Mike, you are a shit-eating mongoloid. Mr. Mike, I don't love you. Mr. Seawax. Oh, boy. Mr. Seawax.
Is this from, like, older shows?
I think
like
so,
way
yeah.
back when?
I do think so.
Mr. Seawax. You, Mr. Seawax, suck my dick.
Oh my God! Wow, that has got to be old. I don't know. That's incredible.
Can I pick?
Anyway, his name is Andy Brevik, and we really appreciate him. No, he needs another big bass
really
drop,
good.
But he did a great job.
What a talent!
That's incredible.
Are you familiar with the new dating app called Sizzle?
I don't know Sizzle.
Sizzle was actually released by the Oscar Mayer Corporation. It's a dating app to match up bacon lovers.
Must love bacon?
I love bacon.
The naturally smoked kind?
Yeah, that's been cured for a really, really long time.
Exactly.
Sounds like you know what you like.
I like bacon. Do you want a piece?
Find your bacon lover on Sizzle, the only dating app for bacon lovers. Brought to you by Oscar Mayer. The bacon that's passionately cured for 12 hours and lovingly smokehoused for another 12. Oscar Mayer, the bacon for bacon lovers.
It's a real
download
app.
Download Sizzle. Oh, available
me.
Now on
the
App Store.
Need the whole commercial, Rob. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It is a real app. You know what, though? It's not going to have a lot of overlap with J-Date. That's the only thing I'm concerned
about.
Really?
Yeah.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Thanksgiving Day.